Following sections are produced through the ANOVA project and they are also included in the ANOVA book, which are the main contents of the ANOVA course module of Entrepreneurship and Innovation Management. The audio file introduces 13 topics. It is possible to use all of the sections in one course as 14 weeks or 52 hours of training, but also possible to benefit from each of the 13 sections individually. The sections that you will begin to listen is in alphabetical order. First topic is the business models. If is there anything that it has not been said yet? Despite the huge interest expressed by researchers and managers for the business model concept, this is still open to different explanations and definitions. This section presents an overview of the business model literature, and applies an explanatory framework for critical analyzing and comparing 25 among the most cited business models frameworks. Based on the findings, a new business model framework is proposed named the Value Triangle. Value Triangle includes society among its constituent elements that is not present in the business model framework analyzed. This leads to meaningful implications for business models theory and practice, and enables us to suggest a research agenda for future research in the area of sustainable business models. Second topic. Business planning for new venture creation. This section aims to present the course material prepared for educative purposes for ANOVA project in a nutshell. It is safe to suggest that entrepreneurship delivers a significant impact on today's business world. Whilst it is early to claim that organization-dominated business era have passed its peak, many newly college graduates prepare themselves to create new ventures once they are finished with their education. Apart from students, many wage-dependent blue-collar employees are planning to own their business after spell with their private sector career. Yet, owning a new business is an adventure that has to be reckoning with caution and with strong theoretical background. Within this paper, role of entrepreneurship and innovation, creating and developing business idea, finding the right gap in the market and accurate planning for sustainable entrepreneurship will be present. Finally, the next step in the new venture creation. Growth strategies are the conclusion of this study. Third topic, competitive analysis and strategic planning, entrepreneurship and innovation management perspective. This section aims to understand the layout and applications of competitive analysis and strategic plans in entrepreneurial and innovative organizations. Due to the severe competition the entrepreneurial firms are facing, it is vital for them to understand the basics of applications of strategic planning and related competitive analysis for successful businesses. Due to this fact, this section focuses on strategic planning and related analysis. Thus, it consists of strategic planning process, advantages and disadvantages associated with it, competitive analysis and competitive intelligence, SWOT analysis, PESTEL analysis, Porter's five-factor forces model and finally Blue Ocean strategy for competition. Fourth topic, creativity and idea generation. Creativity is typically used to refer to the act of producing new ideas, approaches, or actions, while innovation is the process of both generating and applying such creative ideas in some specific context. The ways in which societies have perceived the concept of creativity have changed throughout history, as has the term itself. Besides, the usage of several creativity techniques and innovation culture is an important factor in order to form a creative climate in a company. Nevertheless, the forming of a creative team includes several roles, which is also an important factor by fostering creativity in companies. Fifth topic is on entrepreneurial opportunities and entrepreneurial marketing. This section provides an introduction to entrepreneurial opportunities, which individuals might identify and exploit by becoming entrepreneurially active. It requires us to look into the question of how opportunities can be discovered or created in established markets or how they might enable creating new markets. The emphasis on opportunities is not only decisive for exploiting an entrepreneurial opportunity, but also for marketing it. Therefore, we next present the basics of entrepreneurial marketing, which subsumes extremely creative marketing due to high levels of uncertainty with regards to the product, markets, and customers. In the last section, we offer approaches of how to employ entrepreneurial marketing not only to address customers but also other target groups such as future employees. Additionally, we provide four exercises to entrepreneurship educators in order to enable experience-based learning. Sixth topic is on the entrepreneurial individuals and entrepreneurial teams. In this section we introduce the fundamentals of entrepreneurship. We then critically discuss the psychological traits usually ascribed to entrepreneurial individuals and suggest that the concept of individual entrepreneurial orientation is a more suitable approach to get hold of these entrepreneurial individuals. Finally, we focus on entrepreneurial teams, as these have shown to be a critical success factor regarding the survival and performance of entrepreneurial ventures. For entrepreneurship educators, we suggest three proven exercises that can be employed in class to embed in students' minds the key aspects of entrepreneurship, entrepreneurial individuals, and entrepreneurial teams, and that are thus useful to develop an entrepreneurial mindset. Seventh topic of the ANOVA course module and its textbook is the entrepreneurship culture and middle managers' attitudes towards innovation culture. This section aims to present how to create and sustain an effective entrepreneurial and innovative culture in established organizations. Entrepreneurship in established organizations became an important research agenda since 1990s. Accordingly, the researchers focus either the entrepreneurial posture of existing firms on how to motivate entrepreneurship within organizations. While entrepreneurial posture of organizations referred as entrepreneurial orientation, the entrepreneurial behaviors of employees in organizations are studied as entrepreneurship. This section elaborates the entrepreneurship studies and researches by aiming to present the theory and practice of managerial strategies for effective corporate entrepreneurship. This section briefly provide means of how take a role as an entrepreneur and how to create the entrepreneurial and innovative culture for an organization. Eighth topic is marketing research for new product development. In order to take decision about new product development, decision maker needs solid data. Marketing research is broader concept than market research, and involves all steps that are required in any research. Marketing research can be theory driven or practice driven. In both cases, problem identification oriented or problem solving oriented. High investment into marketing research requires systematic approach, definition of a problem, aims and objectives, followed by hypotheses or research question, sampling procedures, data collection methods and data analysis methods. At the end of this process are interpretation and presentation of findings, and reporting to scientific community, communities of practice, and/or a client. In this section, some elements of marketing research are pointed out. In our view, these points need further, in-depth reconsiderations. Proliferation of do and don's models and approaches to marketing research calls for taking a step back in methodology in order to move two steps forward. Reasons for new product development are often a gap in a market, consumer demand, drop in consumer loyalty, loss of market share, and/or new technologies. In order to respond to the call to develop new product and/or to develop customers, the right questions need to be asked. The right questions need to be developed during research process rather than copy-pasted. Ninth topic is open innovation and entrepreneurship. Open innovation was the trending topic, especially among high-tech industries from the beginning of 2000s. Today's highly competitive and destructive business environment force companies to manage their budgets effectively. Open innovation perspective tries to encourage joint innovation processes and research and development activities among companies and their stakeholders to reach efficient innovation outputs. However, sides of the open innovation process are not only limited with the companies but also with the elaborated universities, governments, research centers, customers, distributors. Those are counted as stakeholders within an open innovation context. In this section, development of open innovation theory, different innovation practices, stakeholders of open innovation, advantages and disadvantages of open innovation and legal framework were elaborated to better understand the paradigm. Tenth topic is the project management from entrepreneurship and innovation management perspective. This section is designed to provide detailed information and develop technical knowledge and skills within project management area for entrepreneurs and innovators. Throughout this section, the characteristics and phases of a project, from idea conception to implementation and evaluation, are identified, as well as the relationship between project management and entrepreneurship. This section suggests utilizing logical framework approach for project design and implementation. Logical framework approach has been adopted by various development agencies and funding organizations for project planning and management purposes. The tool provides an overall framework through which businesses, non-governmental organizations, and other organizations can develop projects in a systematic and structured way. 11th topic is social innovation. Social innovation has started to emerge as a specific field of interest in innovation studies. It is defined as new ideas that meet unmet needs of people in order to increase their life standards and welfare. As a concept, social innovation means developing original and sustainable ideas to the problems that ranging in a spectrum from working conditions to education, individual to societal development, health and environment to climate changes. Social innovation offers a perspective that includes initiating a new movement or idea on a large scale or lesser but continuous changes within an organization on a smaller scale. It helps tackle complex social problems and add social value by creating a social change. In the organizational settings, social innovation includes individual and/or institutional change to increase organizational competitiveness evaluated with planned and controlled improvements in human resources management and enhancements of productivity of workforce. Social innovation can be improved by an innovative individual in some cases. It is usually the result of collaboration, cooperation, and sharing between actors. It is acknowledged that technological and social innovation has possible overlap and interaction with one another. 12th topic is the typology of innovation, innovation strategy, and innovation audit. It is the goal of this script to, on the one hand, create awareness for the necessity of innovations and, on the other hand, present them as an opportunity for the future of SMEs. It should encourage the participating and trained companies to implement innovation supporting measures. The project goal is the increase of innovation skills of SMEs trained in innovation management. The participating persons shall be provided with an overview of the whole topic innovation management. They should be able to understand the process of innovation management, including the sub-processes input, project management, and implementation, as well as the most important points of those sub-processes. Further, the participants should be able to understand the importance of the organizational factors and the close connection of all parts. 13th topic provides useful tips for innovation audit with fundamental definitions and provides practical steps for NPD. This section aims to present basic definitions and typologies for an effective innovation audit and social network analyses. Hence, before presenting useful tips for innovation audit, This section covers the basic definitions and classifications for external environmental analysis and university industry interaction of organizations. We suggest social network analysis as a fundamental tool to understand the degree of the human capital of the organizations and cover up their social links, which helps for the effective management of the strategic alliances. We also summarize allocation and utilization of the resources for making strategic alliances and functioning business operations. Besides, higher education institutions are important actors in the process of new product development. Moreover, we also highlight the other important actors of innovation networks. Following parts of this section focus on organizational innovativeness and innovation audit by answering two fundamental questions of what are its elements, and how is the implementation the innovation audit process in practical and useful way. For more information, please visit the website of Innova Project, which is innova.yasar.edu.tr.